Radio.
Meditations by Father John Vlada.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask pardon for my sins and the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. Lord, we ask for grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. This brief time of prayer, of meditation with you, of listening to you. This time of Lent, a beautiful time of growth in our spiritual life, to make it fruitful, that through it we may be purified of our sins, that we may draw ever closer to you, grow in holiness, and this time that remains of our life, to make it fruitful, that through it we grow more in our prayer, in our penance, in our acts of charity, to become more united with you, more Christ-like, and with that, the joy that accompanies it. And you invited us along this way. If anyone would be my disciple, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. And this is not something forbidding, to take up our cross, something difficult, constant sacrifice. It's finding you. It's being more united with you through that self-discipline, through that mortification, which always gives us joy. Because we follow you, yes, over Mount Calvary, where you gave your life, but to the resurrection. And that resurrection is not only when we die, it is the resurrection that comes every day, when we empty ourselves of ourselves, when we give up our life and we find it. We find joy, and we know that. When we are self-indulgent, looking after ourselves, selfish, proud, vain, there's no joy. When we give of ourselves, always, we find that joy. And therefore, mortification, penance, self-denial is essential for coming closer to you, because it is love shown in sacrifice. And the most perfect form of love is always sacrifice. Francisca Javierda del Valle, author of that beautiful book about the Holy Spirit, writes, "Mortification should be for anyone who aspires to holiness what breathing is for the body. Unless it breathes, the body cannot live. So our soul needs mortification if it is to attain the holiness it desires. My holiness will be in proportion to my mortification." And that is a strong statement. My holiness will be in proportion to my mortification. And the reason is that mortification is love shown in deeds, in sacrifice. And if we want an indicator of our present level of holiness, we can ask, what is the level of my mortification? How mortified am I? It is not a matter of ecstasies and raptures and even consolations and sweet feelings. It is a matter of penance. Francisca Javierda del Valle goes on in that book, "Holiness is very different from what many people think. Many people think a saint is someone who has ecstasies, raptures, visions, and revelations, who enjoys heavenly sweetness, consolations, and thousands of other things which the soul feels in the spiritual life. But none of these things is necessary in order to attain holiness. Holiness is acquired through mortification and is perfected also through mortification. And we think of the lives of the saints. The cure of Ars comes readily to mind. How mortified he was, sleeping on the floor with that piece of wood for a pillow, denying himself so much in the area of food. And what a saint he was. And Saint Jose Maria too. Tremendous mortifications, denying himself food when he was already going hungry, denying himself warm clothing in the middle of a very cold Castilian winter in Burgos or in Madrid, and all those other corporal mortifications that he undertook out of love for God. And he too writes in a similar vein in his book, The Forge, "You will have as much sanctity as you have mortification done for love." That is, your sanctity will be in proportion to your mortification done for love. And if we are tempted to pull back and not do the mortifications that we should be doing, we can look at St. Jose Maria's commentary on the second sorrowful mystery, the scourging at the pillar, in his book, Holy Rosary. "Bound to the pillar, covered with wounds, the blows of the lash sound upon his torn flesh, upon his undefiled flesh, which suffers for your sinful flesh. More blows, more fury, still more. It is the last extreme of human cruelty. Finally, exhausted, they untie Jesus, and the body of Christ yields to pain and falls limp, broken, and half dead. You and I cannot speak. Words are not needed. Look at him. Look at him slowly. After this, can you ever fear penance? And Lord, help us to do that. When we are tempted not to do some little penance, that we look at you, scourged, beaten, bleeding, half dead, the pain that you underwent for our sinful flesh. We can't fear penance after that. No matter what penance we may do, it is not going to bring us pain. At most, a little bit of discomfort, a little bit of hunger perhaps, if we fast, but that is not anything compared with what you underwent for us. And what is more, we need penance. We need mortification, all of us. In the first place, and we can consider 8 reasons why we need penance, 8 benefits of our penance and mortification, and the first is simply to make up for our sins. We know that every sin offends God, and we have to make up for it in some way. Lord, you made up for most of the temporal punishment, but every sin carries with it some temporal punishment, as we call it, something that we must undergo to make up in some small way for our sins. And either we make it up here on earth through our penances, mortifications, and good deeds, and indulgences, or we will make up for it in purgatory. And the pain of purgatory is much greater than any pain we can suffer on earth. Let us be generous. As we have been abundant in our sins, let us be abundant, generous in our penances. And perhaps our spiritual bank account can be in the black. That is to say, yes, we have sinned, but we have done more penance than we needed to make up for those sins. And we have a positive spiritual bank account, to use that expression. And then secondly, we need penance to detach our appetites from the things of this world, to be more attached to you and the things of God, the things of eternity. We get so attached to food, to comforts, to enjoyments like television, or looking at emails, the things of this world, and to be more detached so that you fit into our heart. If our heart is full of the world, there's no room for you. When we are more detached from these things of the world, there's room in our heart for you, and we can love you more. And Saint Alphonsus Liguori writes, if we wish to enjoy the pleasures of eternity, we must deprive ourselves of the pleasures of time. These pleasures that we can experience here and now, and then we will have more pleasures of eternity. And then thirdly, mortification strengthens the will. The more we use our will to do difficult things, the more strong it becomes. And often our will is so weak. In that sense, Saint Jose Maria says in The Way, how often you resolve to serve God in something, and you have to content yourself, you are so weak, with offering him the frustrated feeling of having failed to keep such a simple resolution. How many simple resolutions have we made and failed to keep them because our will was so weak? The more we mortify ourselves, the stronger our will be, and we will live those mortifications, and we will resist those temptations that the devil brings so often. And Lord, you show us this by your 40 days of prayer and fasting in the desert. That was difficult for you. You fasted. You went without food. And then when the devil came to tempt you, you resisted him to give us example. We need it to strengthen our will. And fourthly, our penance gives good example to others. When we are out at a dinner, at a party, having a few drinks, and we say, no, thank you, I won't have any more, I've had enough. What good example we give to people who don't know how to say no. They go on drinking, they go on eating, indulging themselves, and often feel sick afterwards. They need somebody to give them good example. And Saint Jose Maria writes in his book, Furrow, let us not forget that in all human activities, there must be men and women who in their lives and work raise Christ's cross aloft for all to see as an act of reparation. It is a symbol of peace and of joy, a symbol of the redemption and of the unity of the human race. It is a symbol of the love that the Most Holy Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit had and continues to have for mankind. That in all human activities, some will raise Christ's cross aloft for all to see. And they will see our temperance when they don't know how to live that virtue and how much good it does them. And then fifth, we can offer up these acts of self-denial, these mortifications, these penances for others. And that is the most powerful prayer, personal prayer, because we have many people who need extra graces, extra help. That person who is dying, that couple who are going through difficulties, that person who is sick, that man that is out of work. How do we help them? We pray, but we pray not only with our lips, with our mind, but with our body. And we can offer up this little penance that we are doing for that person, and that is a more powerful prayer than just the prayer of the mind. And Saint Jose Maria writes in The Way, you always come out beaten. Propose to yourself each time the salvation of a particular soul, or its sanctification, or its vocation to the apostolate. If you do so, you are certain of victory. And this is so helpful, especially when we know we should be living some little penance, and we're reluctant to do it. And then we think of that soul for whom we can offer it up, and that is the incentive to do that little penance, that little act of self-denial. And then Through our penances, we grow in love for God. And this is the sixth benefit of penance. We grow in love for Christ because, Lord, you invite us to deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow you. And you are there carrying your cross. When we pick up ours, we're closer to you. We are more united with you, more Christ-like, and we grow in love for you. If we are looking for you, you are on the cross, and you are coming to your resurrection, and our cross leads to our resurrection too. And St. Josemaria writes in Furl, "If the word love is often on your lips, without being backed up by little sacrifices, it becomes tedious." Lord, we don't love you if we don't back up our words by our little sacrifices. And then we grow in love too. And then in the next point, number 980 in Furl, "From every point of view, mortification has an extraordinary importance. Considering it humanly, anyone who does not know how to control himself will never be able to have a positive influence on others. He will be overwhelmed by his surroundings as soon as he finds they appeal to his personal tastes. He will be a man without energy, incapable of any great effort when required. Considering it before God, do you not think it appropriate for us to show with these small acts how much we love, obey, and respect the one who gave everything for us? We will grow in love through those sacrifices." And then the following point, number 981, "A spirit of mortification, rather than being just an outward show of love, arises as one of its consequences. If you fail in one of these little proofs, acknowledge that your love for the love is wavering." We need that to grow in love. And then seventh, "By living a daily spirit of penance, we fulfill the Church's indication of Friday penance. And while in many countries we no longer need to abstain from meat on Fridays, we are asked to do some penance. And Lord, we want to do that, to accompany you, because Friday was the day you died on the cross. And we can ask ourselves, what do I do on Fridays by way of a special penance? And it can be anything we choose in those areas of our prayer life, our self-denial, and works of charity, but to do something. If we're doing penance every day, we will be fulfilling that requirement of Friday penance. But let us add something special on Fridays. No matter how much penance we are doing on other days of the week, let us choose something special for Fridays, Lord, to accompany you on the cross. And finally, eighth, the final benefit, and there can be many more, of our penances, is they help us to grow in faith. Because every act of self-denial is an act of faith, in the sense that we are depriving ourselves of some present good, some present comfort, let us say some present food, for a good that we cannot see. We're going to give up this piece of cake, this donut, this second helping of something, for a good that we cannot see, our growth in holiness, our happiness in heaven, our growth in willpower. But that is not immediate. We give up an immediate good for a good that will come in the future. And that is so helpful. We grow in faith through our penances. And summing up the importance of penance, St. Josemaria writes in Furl, "A day without mortification is a day lost, because if we have not denied ourselves, we have not lived the Holocaust." A day lost. Let us find penances every day, little ones. And in which areas will we find them? In those three main areas that the Church traditionally gives us to live our penance, and they are especially emphasized in Lent. In the first place, in the area of our spiritual life, of our life of prayer. And here we can examine ourselves and ask, am I faithful every day to the prayers that I want to say? Whether it be morning prayers with the morning offering, night prayers before I go to bed, perhaps the examination of conscience, prayer before and after meals, the rosary, my mental prayer. Am I faithful to that plan that I have set for myself? Then our penance might be, if we're not faithful, to be more faithful. Or perhaps we look at the quality of our prayer. If I am doing some mental prayer, some meditation, could I not do it better? If I'm saying the rosary, could I not try harder to reject those distractions that will always come? Or we can add things to our spiritual life. Could I not go to Mass more often during the week? Could I not begin to say the rosary if I'm not saying it? Could I not begin 15 minutes of mental prayer each day, perhaps meditating on the readings of Mass for that day, or something from the Gospel, or simply praying about ourselves, about our family, our relationships, about our own growth in virtue? So many topics for our prayer. We can improve in our prayer life, and each time we make that extra effort, we are living a little penance and growing spiritually at the same time. And then another area is always the fulfillment of our duties. And John Heffert, who at the time was the leader of the Blue Army, asked Sister Lucia of Fatima in 1946 what Our Lady meant by the word sacrifice. And this great Carmelite nun, Sister Lucy, answered, "By sacrifice, Our Lady said that she meant the faithful fulfillment of one's daily duty. All that God wishes in the way of mortification is the simple, dutiful performance of one's everyday tasks and the acceptance of their difficulty and tedium. Many people imagine that penance means the practice of great austerities, and as they have neither the strength nor generosity to undertake such austerities, they are discouraged and fall into a life of indifference and sin. Our Lady said to me, the sacrifice that each one can make is to do his duty and obey my law. That is the form of penance I now ask." The fulfillment of our duties, getting out of bed on time, getting started with those jobs that await us, whether it is housework for the mother of a family, those jobs at work in the case of a man working outside the home, those duties towards one's children, these normal things that we are expected to do each day and that we tend to put off or not do at all, that we fulfill them. And then do them with punctuality. Start them now, not later. Do those more difficult jobs that we have been putting off, do them first, then do those easier jobs. And we fulfill our duties, and we are living self-denial, we are living penance in the fulfillment of those ordinary duties of our work and looking after our children and other members of our family. And then those personal mortifications, and we can start with the internal senses. We mortify our imagination, which can run wild. We mortify our memory, which brings back those sins that we may have committed, those hurts that other people have done to us, and it leads us to anger here and now, to mortify our imagination, mortify our memory. And then the external senses, the eyes. We tend to let our eyes wander, and they get us into trouble. Our curiosity to look at something, to overhear something, and we can mortify our hearing. We don't have to overhear that conversation of two other people. And, of course, our sense of taste, because we look for every food that will satisfy us, that will delight us. And it is so important and helpful to mortify ourselves in meals, that we choose something we like a little bit less, that we not eat so much, Or as Saint Jose Maria used to recommend, eat a little bit more of something you like less and less of something you like more. And the area of drink. And for children, it might be soft drinks. For adults, it might be alcohol. We can drink less, or we might give it up altogether for a time, as we might do, for example, in Lent. Or we might mortify ourselves in the seasonings. We don't have to put salt on food that needs it, or sugar on things that will make it taste better. We don't have to put that milk, perhaps, in our tea or coffee. We can mortify our taste in so many ways, and it helps us. It builds up our willpower. And then mortify our whims. I feel like turning on the television, turning on the radio, reading my emails, reading that magazine that just arrived, opening the mail, looking at Facebook. We don't have to do these things when that whim comes at a time when we should be doing something else. That we not give in to those whims. We become creatures of whim instead of creatures of will, with willpower to do what we ought at each moment. And then areas of comfort. Which chair do we sit in? Which posture do we sit in? Do we need to turn on the air conditioner or the heater? We can mortify ourselves in comfort like that. Many people take a cold shower in the summer and in the winter, and it mortifies our comfort, but it helps to build up our willpower, make up for our sins, and all of those other benefits of penance. Eating between meals. Perhaps we don't need to eat so much between meals, or we can cut out some of those snacks all together. And then always those passive penances, those passive mortifications of accepting the crosses that God sends us in his love. And these may be sickness, tiredness, aches and pains, difficulties in our work, difficulties in our relationships, a difficult child, a difficult spouse. We can offer that up. That is a great penance. And when, Lord, when you invite us to deny ourselves, take up our cross daily, some of those crosses you have sent us in your love. Because you said, those I love, I chastise. Help us to receive these crosses with love. And then finally, that other area of penance, which is charity or almsgiving. And here we can be more kind, generous, offer to help someone before they ask us to help, do quickly whatever they ask us to do, not put it off and then they have to ask us again and then they get angry with us. Be more pleasant in our disposition. Smile. Ask people how they are when we don't feel like doing that. Go out of our way. Ring someone who is sick and ask them how they are. They will appreciate that phone call so much. Go to visit someone who is sick, someone who is lonely, someone who is there in the nursing home. To put ourselves out, Lord, as you did for us. St. John prefaces his account of the Last Supper and the Passion with those familiar words, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. Lord, help us to love others as you have loved us. And that is that new commandment that you give us. And when we do this, we find joy always because we're closer to you. Finally, we're getting on top of our whims and our love of comfort and love of this world. We're growing more in union with you, in love for you, and so in joy. And St. Jose Maria writes in Furrow, "Have you not noticed that mortified souls, because of their simplicity, have a greater enjoyment of good things, even in this world?" And then finally, this very simple statement, "Without mortification, there is no happiness on earth." And we know that. When we mortify ourselves, we find more joy. And we go to Our Lady. Mary, you were Christ's first disciple. You did take up your crosses, the many crosses, from Bethlehem to the flight into Egypt to so many, and finally at Calvary. You were there accompanying him on that way of the cross. Help us to follow our Lord on that way which leads to the resurrection. And we will find the resurrection every day when we are generous in taking up the cross. We will find that joy here and especially hereafter. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that you have communicated to me in this time of prayer. I ask your assistance in putting them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
For more from Father Flada, visit fatherfladablog.com. And for more talks, interviews, and shows, visit cradio.org.au.